Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Me either, but I just never heard anyone say that they just rather piss outside. That's just peculiar to me.
Well, you just heard it, motherfucker. Welcome to another episode of Operation Pigmentation. Craig the Barber here.
Are you checking the numbers? I don't hear myself.
No. I'm on. This is live, baby.
I mean, you're already ready. Okay, let's shoot.
Just to turn.
To let everybody know, I brush my teeth daily, and the microphone will not be affected if anyone just happens to use this microphone after me.
Yes, there was a small issue last week. I did not change.
I've already put out the public service announcement.
No, you did, and I appreciate that. There was, there are certain people in here that like microphones changed out when guests are coming in.
Okay.
People are scared of germs. All right, I get it. I'm kind of a germaphobe.
That's cool. But I really felt like I needed a handy wipe, but I didn't complain.
No, you didn't complain.
I mean, it's not like the microphone is in your mouth.
Right, right. There's
it's not like the person that used you before is dripping slob off of it when you come back. I'm really thinking about this, and I'm kind of like
You're pissed off, aren't you?
Not really.
But it sounds like you're mad that she thought that, you were somewhat, dirty, or maybe you're too black.
I'm a tad bit offended.
Maybe you're too black to speak into the microphone.
I don't know. Maybe she thinks I have slob like a Komodo dragon or something.
It could be, man. But
I don't know. I mean, I just don't seem to understand why it was such a big deal.
It's all right, though. We got it straight. I don't have her microphone.
Tell anyone who needs to know that, like I said, my mouth is sanitary.
You go to the dentist?
Occasionally.
Okay. He's good.
I think just my personal.
What's up, Rio? Rio. Oh, Rio, you always start off so sexy, man. Give me that. Rio's got the Bubba Army shirt today. What's good, Rio?
Hey, man, it's another wonderful day in paradise.
You're damn right, man. So tell me, you guys, we talked about this last week, but you guys Craig gave me a call yesterday. Craig, you're like the only person I pick up the phone for, because I know you're not just calling to talk or ask me for something. Like, it's, going to be something fucking short and sweet.
You're
a busy guy. You called me yesterday because there was a dude in your chair who listened to this podcast and lived in South St. Pete and came down.
Well, actually, he was in Rio's chair.
Rio's chair. All right. Yeah. What? Tell me about this guy and how he went down there and how he kind of announced who he was.
Yeah, we were in the barbershop chilling. The customer comes in. We didn't know who the customer was, but at the time, we were busy doing something. And I see this guy. He's like really geeked up standing behind us. He's like ready for us to talk to him. So I finally turn around and I'm like, hey, man. He says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't say anything. You're Rio, and you're Craig. And we were like, yeah, he was like, I fucking love you guys.
So you could tell he wanted to talk as soon as he came in.
Yeah, and he wanted a haircut.
Man. And so what led you to, now I thought this was a great moment, Craig.
Yeah, because he actually was like really, 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 like I felt like that he was really a fan. Like he enjoyed listening.
Are you surprised?
Kind of.
This is new to you, right?
It is. I mean, kind of, because I mean, I kind of figured this is just us being us.
It is, but that's what people want to hear, man. They want to hear the authenticity. A lot of people don't get to experience.
I guess I don't listen to many podcasts, and I guess I don't, watch a lot of YouTube or whatever, because I thought that the whole point was it was supposed to be you.
That is the point.
On these shows.
And you're being you. And that's why it's working.
That's why it's working.
That's why
it's safe to say that there's other people that have said shows or whatever, and they are being
fake.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's people that are very popular that are fake, and people can't see through it. But the people that are the fakest are the ones that have the most stuff to hide, the most skeletons in their closet. The people that are the most honest, they have nothing. They're an open book, and those are the ones that work in radio. So tell me why you decided. How'd you guys get a talking to, call me yesterday?
Because, said guy, he, says he wants haircuts.
Do we know his name, by the way? You said JK yesterday, I thought you
told
me.
Oh, yeah, did he tell us his name? Yeah, I think he said JK.
JK, okay.
Well, he said it to you, Seth, I mean.
Oh, I don't know. I heard JK.
He's like, this was like your brother from out of town came to our spot.
Well, that makes me very warm and happy inside.
And he sent you a package. He had us trafficking stuff for you.
Which is, again, I wanted to get to that point, but after you called me and we talked, because I talked to him, I mean, he probably had to love that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was geeked up.
He was geeked.
Why you guys, what are you guys too high today? What's going on?
Oh, we're fucking, like, fiery, yeah, man.
I'm high, but I'm being me.
You good? Okay. All right.
Yeah, we just,
I'm just talking about.
We actually came on time. We had time to enjoy our cannabis on the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
I got my car back.
Yeah. Get your car. And listen here.
The fiasco is over.
You guys know we talked about this last week. We were doing the pod at 1. They were coming at 2:15. I was just trying to figure out a way to get us on the same page as far as what we mean when we say what time we'll be somewhere. Rio fucking took charge. Got here at 12:45. I was shocked. I think it was actually 12:40. Rio said that he was planning on getting here earlier, but Craig was, stalling or doing some haircuts
fucking
or something.
Off.
So what happened with your engine, Rio? Did somebody fucked you over?
Engine.
It was
a fucking fiasco.
Yeah, it's a fiasco.
Tell me about the fiasco. Okay. I gotta turn your mic up a little bit.
Pretty much it
I can run it down real fast. You want me to run it down real fast?
Run it down, baby.
Go ahead.
Okay, so pretty much car goes to mechanic. Mechanic says, no mechanic known to us, says that he can't pretty much fix this. So he sends the car to somebody else. Said second shop has the car for a month. Says the car is finished. Excuse after excuse after excuse. Get the car back. They've done nothing.
Didn't touch it?
Nothing.
Did they say they did something and you found
out? Yes, they lied.
Now, what do we do about this, Craig? Well, what do we do about this, Rio?
Okay, there's receipts and things involved. We're not using names and places of business.
Right,
yet.
But I mean, are we going to the Better Business Bureau? Or are we knocking some fucking heads together?
I mean, if you're a reputable business and you have a storefront and said, you should honor if you didn't do anything.
Right.
And you have my money, I need my money back.
So did we get the money back?
We're not in a rush. It's the fiasco. The fiasco is not over. But let's get to a couple of particulars. The first guy had the car, said it was the transmission.
Okay.
It wasn't really the transmission. First guy, get it to the third mechanic who fixes the car. The drive shaft is gone. Radiator's new. Starter's new. Need new radiator. Need new starter. So first mechanic may have bought a used starter, or second mechanic may have stolen the starter and put it on another car. Okay. First mechanic also tore up the drive shaft that burnt out the radiator that made it be the transmission.
Oh, man. What are we doing here, guys?
And I'm just going to say this. For anybody that's out there fixing cars, you guys have to be a little more reputable, and you guys make people weary of people fixing their cars.
Oh, I mean, you. Last time I had to get my car fixed, you told me that, you had a guy. You're like, we got guys down here that do it.
Yeah, I mean, most of them, they are trustworthy. Prices are reasonable. And they know what they're doing. I wouldn't send you. You have to understand, when you send somebody somewhere and they think that it's going to be this and it ends up being this, and it's because of the mechanic, that's fucked up.
And this was Rio's car?
Yeah.
Rio, you pissed off?
He doesn't get pissed.
He too chill right now?
No, ever. Listen, I've learned a lot from this guy in the last couple of years. I'm more pissed about his car.
That's what I could say. He's not saying anything, so I don't know if he's seething or if he's...
This is what would happen at the barbershop. If we were working, I would have just jumped in anyway. So
right.
He's allowing me to be me.
Craig, now you texted me about, you said that you wanted to talk about hoes today. Were you just like in a mood, or is there a...
Yeah, I'm really... Well, let's go back to JK first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go back to JK. He's getting a haircut, if that's it is his name. Hey, shout out to you, guy. I know you had the lat barbershop experience.
And you know he's listening, too.
I know he is.
Big shout out.
He had the experience when later on that day. Yeah, you know, after you leave the barbershop.
Wait, he had that experience?
Yeah, you know what lat sons haircuts do for guys. You know what they do for us.
Well, I know that you guys have fake hair that you spray hairlines on.
No, I'm talking about the effect that they have on the ladies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got attacked by his wife.
Shut the fuck. Oh, sexually.
Yeah, he got attacked. He had a Latin son's haircut.
Okay, so wait. So he told you, like, he got out?
No, we just know that this happened.
Okay, he didn't tell you that he got jumped.
No,
by his...
we knew this would happen to him.
Okay. Is he saying, hey, my wife hasn't had sex with me in a while?
No. We just know that this happens. I mean, Seth, this should be happening to you.
I need to come down there, man.
Because everybody that gets a haircut, they get attacked. Said spouse, girlfriend, or random chick.
And that's why we want to talk about the hoes?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so can I tell you about, so JK, and we mentioned this, you guys kind of worked it in there. So he came down, saw you guys, got a haircut, was stoked to talk to you, and then gave you guys a fucking box, and you said a baseball card or something. So I figured that it was just a bunch of like his old cards or something like that. Guy got me a new box of fucking Tops, like brand new, unopened. And I mean, I think that's probably like $50 or something like that. So all around, man, just really, really cool guy. Came and gave you guys business. Has fucking hooked me up. I mean, this podcast is working out well for us so far.
Hey, yeah. What do you think, Rio?
I love it.
You good, Rio, man? The people love you, man. I'm afraid.
I love them back.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
All right, can we talk? Do you guys have any passion towards talking about OJ and his passing this week?
OJ.
They didn't pass. They killed him.
Who's they?
The people who have been accusing him of killing the people.
What, Rod Goldman's dad killed OJ?
No, they.
I'm pretty sure they had something to do with it.
What the fuck? Who's they? Is they's cancer?
They.
All of a sudden, OJ got cancer.
What?
When the last time you heard of him having any cancer?
I didn't. You know, you don't hear a whole lot about the guy, to be honest with you.
Right.
But apparently,
especially not no damn cancer.
Okay, so we're ruling out cancer as a cause of death right here.
He died, and they just said all of a sudden, no.
I personally feel like it was cancer because of the moves he made earlier, or you know, like last year or whatever.
He made moves because he knew for the last 30 years
that
these
eventually
people was finna kill his ass. God damn it, he knew it. He knew it was coming close. For 30,
so
40
what he
years.
Was trying to do in setting up his finances this way was giving them a fuck you even from death.
Yep.
So I think, I'm guessing you guys were probably in high school when this verdict came out.
I know exactly where I was. Where were you? I remember.
You had to be in school because I was in school.
Okay, I remember exactly where I was
I
at.
I was in middle school.
I was in eighth grade, so I'm 42.
I was in Cocaine Key watching basketball. The Magic were playing on one side of the screen, and OJ and AC were running on the other part of the screen.
And they were showing that in school, right? Or you
no,
at
this
home?
Was on a Sunday.
Oh, no, the verdict was...
No, I'm talking not the verdict. When they ran.
Oh, when they ran. Okay.
Yeah, they ran in the Bronco. I remember this vividly. I was in Coquina Key, chilling out, and I remember watching basketball, and basketball was on one side, and OJ and AC on the other side.
Were you thinking at the time that this is going to be, you know, one of the most iconic fucking police chases in the history of America? You're just like,
we were going to get to see a shootout at the end.
And that was how it was going to end for OJ.
They were going to murder him and AC.
Is it, looking back on it now, isn't it kind of fucking crazy that they let him drive all that way and didn't do anything?
He's OJ.
And you got to remember that shit was going on in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Yeah.
Tell me about when OJ got, when OJ was, do you guys think OJ did it?
Yeah, he did it.
Okay, I didn't know I don't want to lump you guys into black people, but you are black and there were certain.
Most black people did. Yeah, fucking right, he did
it. But are you happy?
But you bitches can't prove he did it. And goddamn it, leave the man alone.
That's what it is.
Shit.
If the glove don't fit,
you gotta acquit.
You must acquit.
Shit.
All right, we're
bottom line.
This fueled the whole fucking criminal justice system
for the next 40, 50 years.
That's what the criminal justice is about. Motherfucker, prove that I did it.
Yeah.
Were you happy that he got off?
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm going to tell you like this, because if he was a regular citizen working at 7-Eleven and he would have murdered these people, he would have just got railroaded into, hey, look, either you're going to spend the rest of your life in there.
Life, they probably gave his ass the death penalty. He probably wouldn't even made it.
He'd be dead. Right.
Yeah. He probably have killed his ass.
Yeah, but since
he
you're
had a whole lot of money.
Since you're a OJ.
And the problem of it is,
we're
going
to make a whole lot of money
system,
on
y'all,
this.
And I'm glad he stuck it to their ass. Bitch, I'm innocent until proven guilty. Bitch, y'all ain't proved shit.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Now, yeah. In my mind, my personal opinion, I believe that motherfucker did it.
I think him and AC did it.
He has something to do with it. He might even did it himself.
Yep.
But they can't prove it.
Yeah.
And if you can't prove it, then leave him ass alone. Y'all took all his money. You done defamed him.
You took his trophy.
You took everything.
You took his trophy.
Who do you think, if he didn't do it, who did it?
AC.
I've heard his son. I've heard AC.
It was AC or either Cato.
Cato? No, Cato. Cato's still afraid. Cato.
That's how most psychopaths, they can play the role.
Cato wasn't a psychopath, though. He was just a loser
That's what psychopaths want you to think.
That's it.
They're the most non-obvious person in the room.
Can't you just catch your wife or ex-wife in bed with a 20-year-old dude and just fucking go crazy?
There was a lot of cocaine going on back then.
Know what I'm saying?
Of them were fucking.
And they was in Hollywood.
And there was a lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine.
Back then.
So it was a lot of cocaine and a lot of fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OJ proved that.
It was swinging and all kind of shit.
How else you jump over a whole fucking thing in the airport? You know, you got to be on cocaine.
Okay.
You jumped over the fucking thing in the airport, and everybody remembers the commercial, and people rented cars, and they made so much money off of OJ.
What do you think? Like
the machine.
You guys
got paid so much. Court TV became a thing.
I mean, that was the biggest. Well, this is something I asked on the show the other day, and I'll ask you guys. Do you feel like the OJ Simpson trial is the biggest pop culture event in our lifetime? I'm not talking terrorist attack about 9/11. I'm talking about celebrity aspect, maybe Princess Di, dying or something like that.
Yes, because we got to see the justice system work.
In such a fucking weird way. I mean,
that's how it works. You have money.
That's what America's built on.
Money.
There's different rules for people with money.
Money.
Even black men?
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the black ones.
Yeah, look, P. Diddy was in the club. Now he's out the club.
What's going on with that? Have you guys heard anything?
He's just out the club.
I'd have heard everything.
What have you? I saw Diddy was riding around on a bike in Miami.
Just don't Diddy me.
I want no Diddy. No Diddy.
There's no Diddy in around.
No Diddy for me.
He's
no
become an adverb.
Yeah, no,
he's
listen.
An adverb.
I'm on it, guys. I'm not going to be saying no Diddy 5 years from now when, your language trickles down to the suburbs. I know what no Diddy means right fucking now. No homo, no Diddy.
No Diddy, bro. Good job, Seth.
So I'm on top of it. I saw Diddy riding around on a bike in Miami. He looks very unfazed. I haven't heard anything about anything. Is it possible that all these other people came out and said that they were at fucking Diddy parties and they were freaked out?
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Seth.
Talk to me, Rio.
Okay. If you had a couple $100 million.
Yeah.
And
maybe even a billion.
Was airing out your little dirty laundry.
Yeah.
How much of a fuck would you give?
I would give, if they were saying that I was, potentially.
You got $1 billion.
But you got the guy that said that Diddy sexually assaulted him in the studio. You got people saying that Diddy trafficked him.
When does J-Lo have to start answering questions?
How much of that is going to make him lose any of that money?
Or sleep?
Or what is it, freedom? Sweet. I mean, is he going to lose freedom?
If he does, at the end of this, he had a great fucking life.
He's had a great run.
Does he feel that way? Are you guys speaking?
He better.
I feel that way.
He better.
Did he goes to jail now? You guys, hey, I had a fucking good one,
I mean, straight up.
He's not even going to have the same fucking experience in jail that we would have.
Wait a minute. Maybe this, the next big cultural trial is P. Diddy.
I don't think it's gonna be that big because ain't nobody died.
Shine did kill somebody.
Yeah,
Shine killed somebody. Come to find out,
they say he didn't do it.
J Lo pulled the trigger.
It was J-Lo and Diddy. They were up to no good, J-Lo and Diddy.
But really, look at her. P. Diddy, she's a billionaire, too.
Is she?
She made out pretty good. Her name is on ownership labels on football and the sports teams.
She's been married a couple times.
Yeah, notice they haven't, she's for some reason hasn't talked about this at all.
She has more money.
Yeah. And she's like, y'all keep my name out of this shit.
Yeah.
So one more just to
she's above the stink.
I want to wrap up the OJ talk real quick. I just want to wrap up the OJ thing because people are upset that you guys think that OJ did it, but you're happy that he wasn't found guilty.
That's how the system works.
Oh, do you feel like black people got one over?
No,
on the man.
No, I believe.
No,
that,
fuck no.
I believe
that's just how it's been told to me my whole life.
That's right. He earned this.
A motherfucker, if you got the money, you the shit don't go the way you go.
You feel me?
And they got to prove the shit.
And they did not.
And they didn't.
You didn't think they proved with
the state?
Did they find blood in this Bronco?
The glove? Yeah, the one that Mark Harmon them dribbled
in
there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just so happened you just gutted these people like fish and they only found droplets?
Yeah,
fucking droplets.
Yeah, a couple drops of blood.
Come on, let's be real, man. Come on.
Have you watched any of these like miniseries or anything like the OJ?
No, because I lived through this.
You haven't seen the stuff where Christopher Darden was banging Marsha Clark, the prosecutors.
We knew that when they were fucking on TV.
You knew that as a high schooler. Yes. Fucking?
You hear about all this debauchery from all these powers that be and the people that fucking make the laws, and then we're supposed to goddamn not applaud. When somebody on y'all level was got the same money y'all got that got over too.
And got the treatment.
Yeah,
he earned that.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like he got off of anything.
Yeah, because his
last 30 years of life was hell.
I mean, you think that's because he skirted one and God was, you know, trying to fuck with him a little bit?
You know, the
it might have been karma.
The universe has a it way of evening karma. Things out.
Because make no mistake about it.
You knew about it or you did
bitch,
it.
You did. Even if you knew about it, you did.
That's right. So
but the same thing, difference. You guilty. Ain't no doubt in my mind he did it.
He paid some kind of punishment.
Well, yeah, he went to prison for 8 years.
No, that I'm talking about just from the time it happened.
Just all the bullshit that he went to.
He's been punished.
Overpunished.
Yeah.
You know, he never paid that fucking like $33 million
hold on,
or $100 million.
Listen to this. This is the same system that you cannot be convicted of a crime, but then I can get convicted in the civil system and I owe money.
Yes.
I did not murder you, but civilly, I need to pay for this.
But
now get the fuck out of here. This shit is just...
ass backward
that's
ass.
That's just fucking stupid.
You want
and for the people that are upset about my opinion on the whole thing, just it's not about black people getting over or somebody. Because at one there is some people that died in this whole deal.
Yeah.
That
I
was
agree.
Killed. And I then, agree. I mean, you do have a lot of other side issues with the whole deal, with the black and white. But the point of the matter is... our system is fucked up.
And you think that highlighted it?
Yeah, it highlighted it. The OJ case highlighted how fucked up our system is.
Would you have banged Marsha Clark?
Honestly, and this is the God honest truth, I've never seen her.
Oh, really? Oh, she had some, okay, well, I'm not going to try to talk her up or anything like that. So, a lot of people were making fun of how she looked throughout the trial. All right, we covered the hose. We covered OJ. I wanted to ask you guys, Craig, are you off the phone? Or is Craig still on the phone?
I was making a point.
You good?
I still have a job.
All right, good.
But I agree with Rio. I really do agree. People lost their lives. OJ has been punished. He's now dead. We'll never know the truth.
Oh, we know the truth.
We know the truth.
We know
you know what I'm saying.
The system is fucked up.
They didn't get what they wanted him to see.
Right.
They didn't get that.
Part of the thing about OJ that was fascinating, too, is that you would read and hear about
it
now.
If I did it.
Right. He made jokes like Bob Costas apparently talked about, you know, an interaction he had with OJ. OJ was on, he would be on Cameron and Mace's podcast, and he made a joke about, like, you know, killing somebody or it was a joke about, like, not telling your wife's secrets or something like that.
Yeah.
And they, you know, everybody started laughing because, you know, they – thought he was alluding to the murder. Like, he brought it up, like, way too much. I don't know if that means you did it or you didn't do it, but he joked about it. I don't know.
But while he's joking about it, he goes home. He's alone. People look at him funny. He has to hide his money. I know he's not fucking on the regular. He's OJ.
Oh, he's fucking.
Well, yeah,
he lived in Vegas. Yeah, he lived in Vegas. He was fucking.
But bottom line is he wasn't freely doing his life.
You think OJ had a bad life?
Uh-uh.
No.
Okay.
No. OJ still had a lot of money.
And by the way, I'm not trying to stir up anything racial. I just have heard from people before about that they believe OJ did it, but as black people, they were happy because it was a win. It was a win for the race or something.
But ultimately, I don't look at it like that.
Me neither.
I look at it as highlighted how fucked up our system is.
That money
the system's fucked up.
Money
and it
wins.
Ain't no all that bullshit, these principles and little jingles and shit that they say.
Catchphrases.
Yeah. God damn it.
Justice
is
blind.
You either got money or you
justice
don't.
Justice is blind and shit like that.
That's bullshit.
It's
you're innocent
bullshit.
Until proven guilty. No, motherfucker. You're
bullshit.
Guilty until you
proven
can afford
innocent.
To prove your innocence.
Period.
Man, that was a bad deal having him try that glove on because
That was Marcia Clark's them fucking fault.
I know. Well, she was too busy. Christopher Darden fucked the shit out of her.
That's right. She was getting that Alabama black snake.
She couldn't hit the black mama. She couldn't. She couldn't think straight. She couldn't think. And so OJ had.
Do you think that they were behind the table and she had a handful of dick?
I think.
You know, like she was at times.
Yeah.
Like holding his fucking dick under the table.
I mean, if I'm Christopher Darden,
I
want my dick
out. I would have pulled mine out.
Yeah, because I mean, there was the 8 hours of trial, whatever a day. I mean, it wasn't always that exciting.
I mean, if
so.
I was Christopher Darden, I mean, I would have.
Marcia Clark must have been kind of hot.
No,
she was not hot at all.
No.
He was fucking Skeletor.
I like that Rio goes, you know what? I ain't even seen the bitch before.
Yeah, he has.
You
got to
remember when this shit came out, we didn't have fucking internet.
You're right.
None of that shit.
Yeah, you're right. That's
so
a good point.
So unless you was glued to the news station
plus
on TV.
Plus you were younger.
Right, I was fucking in middle school.
But that's the thing that I'm talking about is like, but we still know everything that happened and we were all in middle school.
No.
I
was graduating.
Okay, you were graduating, but I'm saying we had other shit going on in our lives.
Yeah,
like, you know, if you're graduating, you know, you're getting into fucking one of the, you know, busiest time of your life.
Yeah, I was the shit in 93.
Yeah, I was in
93, 94, 95,
that was your peak?
96, 90, no, hell no. The peak is yet to come, baby. the fuck, that was my, what? No, sir, there's peaks to come.
I was busy trying to play football and lose my virginity.
And that happened?
It all happened. Yeah, it didn't happen. The virginity thing didn't happen until a little bit later. But
how old? Probably not as old as I was.
After OJ?
I was senior year in high school.
Really?
But the summer before my senior year in high school,
ooh.
I officially popped my cherry. Yeah.
How'd you
were
lock
you
her
ready
down?
For that?
She was actually, I was fortunate enough to be pretty good in football, so you know.
What position were you?
I was a lot.
What the
fuck?
A lot.
He was a football player.
I'm sure you played both sides, but
wherever coach needed me, I was there.
When you're a good football player, you don't really play. You play football,
right? Like Travis Hunter on Colorado.
Right,
he
you
just
play football.
Right.
Yeah,
that would have probably been my best description.
So you're taking 105 snaps a game.
All the snaps.
And the women are seeing this and like, holy
never
shit.
Comes out.
And you know, you got the chick, she was a cheerleader on the squad.
I will tell any teenager.
I always had a girlfriend. I just didn't know how to go about, you know, closing the deal.
I hear you, man. I had a lot of friends that were girls. But
and she was a little hot in the pants. And she kind of, you know, made it easy for me because she was
advanced.
And she didn't know I was a virgin. She assumed that, you know, like everybody else,
yeah,
they assumed
laid it
that
out,
I was giving,
yeah, that he was getting it.
I was getting some.
Right.
And I wasn't getting any. The only ones that knew I wasn't getting any was my girlfriends. And shout out to my girlfriends in high school because they'll be like, shit, he never tried to do anything.
Never got this.
A kiss and walk to class was
that was pretty
great
the highlight.
For me. I didn't know how to go about rest.
Getting her alone.
And, you know, they be flossing and shit. I don't want to do that. I can't do that. I don't do that. That's nasty.
That's nasty.
All in all, I found one that was down for the cause. Finally.
And what happened? Was it after a game or something? Or
no, it was during the summer.
During the summer, okay.
Yeah. Like, actually, it was right at the end of summer.
There we go. Yeah. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
I'm not lying. That's
I believe
I felt,
it.
See, like when Rio said
what,
he was
did
like.
You, did you get, hold on, wait a minute.
No.
It wasn't your wedding night, was it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Jesus Christ, no. Thank God.
No.
God have been like, man, really?
God
like,
damn it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I couldn't, and I don't know if this was kind of Rio's situation, but I didn't, I feared rejection. So I couldn't really talk to girls. I didn't go to any school. Never went to a homecoming. Never went to a prom.
Oh, man, you fucked yourself
you
up.
You fucked yourself over.
Yeah, well, right?
Jesus.
What do you mean?
You should have had friends like us back then.
I didn't have shit, man. I had like some good friends, but no one was looking out for my dick.
They weren't good friends because you would have went to prom, homecoming, something.
Well, I mean, damn.
You only go to high school one time.
Did produce any drive?
You know what? It's funny because I don't think I had the drive that a lot of kids have when they're, you know, teenagers
so
and all that.
So you didn't want to bust a nut?
In somebody?
I was busting nuts at
but
home.
No, but you didn't want to do them with the other party?
Like, yeah, have
of
someone
course,
else be the reason that you bust a nut?
Or be the reason that you finally do something other than...
And not
chess
Fistina
club?
And her five sisters?
Guys, yeah. Of course I wanted to bust nuts, okay?
You was in a chess club?
No, I tried to play football my senior year so I could get a letter, and I thought if I got a letterman jacket that I could lose my virginity.
It was too late for that. It was too late.
It was too late because I didn't want to spend $200 on a leather jacket that I, you know.
You didn't need the fucking
jacket,
Seth. You just needed to play football.
Well, I was on the team, but
no,
I didn't.
No, you should have started in ninth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never, no, I didn't go in until the end. I don't even want to talk about it.
Let's not get on that because you're now soon to be Seth Bunny.
Right, and so, but I didn't.
We're getting your swag
up. It took me getting in to radio to then finding a girl kind of like Rio said that was a little bit like more hot in the pants.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I of course I wanted to fuck.
But
you know, but I just was like, I was just being
me.
But
then what did you just say? Take me, bruh?
What, bruh?
Yeah, then would you be like, just take me?
Bubba.
Oh, shit, Bubba's here.
What's up,
my man?
Oh, man.
Obi-Wan, bitch.
No, he's not Obi-Wan, man. You want
you
that
feel me?
You want that microphone on? Is that, okay, let me go over there.
Yeah, get him in here.
So fucking Seth, did you just let her rape
Obi-Wan,
you?
Obi-Wan, motherfucker. Does that make you mad?
No.
No.
Not never.
Hey, bro.
Yo.
Did you let her just rape you or something?
No. Who, this porn star? He was a little bitch on the deal.
No, we're not talking about the porn star.
We're talking about him breaking
his
virginity.
His virginity at 21.
Yeah, she was a little bit like more...
aggressive?
Yeah, which was good.
Hiding the pants.
Seth's a little beta. He, you know, he's got
we're
a little...
We're working on that.
I know, motherfucker. I'm just
plus.
Telling... he is beta plus.
Oh,
beta plus.
Yeah, he's trying to get the beta max, and then we're going to be full on swag on.
So, Seth, hey, did you guys see your new t-shirts that are coming out?
Yeah, we saw them on
it. He sent
us a text.
Yeah, did you like them?
Love them.
Operation Pigma motherfucking Tation?
That's right.
That's real.
I fucked with it.
And then, so listen, I was having dinner a couple weeks ago with this guy. His name's Angus, white guy, lives in South St. Pete, or like St. Pete, and his wife is named Gloria, white chick, and she is a big-time wedding planner, and they listen to the show, including your guys' podcast.
That's what's up.
And so she's like, Papa, do you think Angus, you know, he's not hung out a lot with a lot of brothers and shit. Do you think he could go on down to Latin Sons and get his hair cut? And I go, fuck yeah.
Fuck
I said,
yeah.
He might learn something if he hangs out with the cool brothers.
Right.
So I think there's going to be more and more Bubba Army go down there.
That's
really,
right.
We had one yesterday.
Had one yesterday.
Really? Let us say, hey, man,
and
is
he
Bubba Army?
He said, I'm Bubba's Army,
yeah,
man.
That's what exact words. Then is he out of trafficking baseball cards?
Bubba, this guy went down there, loves the podcast, loves the show, got a haircut from them, and then gave them cards to bring to me. Look.
And
hell yeah.
He had his traffic at baseball card.
It's probably really fentanyl in there somewhere.
I don't know. That's what I said, Kevin.
Yeah, that's like, what he said when he gave it to him. So, you know, yeah, we just
hey, so you know we're making the Cash Cube debut at Juneteenth at y'all's. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
We were going to do it at the Kenny Chesney concert this Saturday, but we just can't. We don't have our sunglasses. Yeah, we don't. The knickknacks are what, you know, when people spin the wheel, they're gonna, most likely they're going to get a knickknack. Yeah. Motherfuckers can't get in a cash machine every time. We'll be broke.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the cash machine. Just right. Got to be one little sliver on that wheel
I'm
you spin.
About so right. Small.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a regular sliver. Oh, but you got to run fucking security. I'm gonna have 10 G's up in that motherfucker.
That's all right. We'll just, be secure. You ain't got to worry about.
Should
about
I bring my fucking AK?
No, just bring the
SK. Fucking St. Pete's finest is gonna be circling the whole block.
Yeah.
They're always looking for somebody smoking weed down
South
there.
St. Pete.
Now, our brothers going to be wilding on fucking Juneteenth? Are they going to be straight wilding?
Nah.
Barbecue?
Honestly, most brothers don't even fucking know about Juneteenth.
What you said?
They will now.
We're going to.
Really?
Part of, I mean, really, the younger generation.
Help us
I can guarantee.
The word and
I can guarantee.
Educate people on
anybody
this.
25 and under, this black is not more than likely not going to know anything about Juneteenth.
Can we get this to work?
Have you? I'm sorry, Seth. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, buddy.
I was going to say, can we get Juneteenth to like where we are on Martin Luther King Day when,
no,
when everybody's out
big.
There like
it'll
barbecuing and shit?
Big. Listen, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but this is the way I see it, okay? Right. And you guys, because I got my honorary black card, you know, I'm just telling you. But I think like Juneteenth, although probably more important overall and what the meaning of it is,
right.
Nothing can outdo MLK. Like, that's the man. Like, like, I mean, you know, it's just,
the further we get away, I don't know.
No,
what
I mean,
no,
you,
oh, man.
You got to think about it, too. That is more recent history.
And it's
the
more
people that was actually
MLK.
Alive when Juneteenth.
Yeah.
That whole generation is gone.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? We still are.
Like a couple generations gone.
A couple generations.
Like, you know, I don't think really what slavery ended in 1860. Something like that.
Yeah, really 1863, but it didn't officially hit until 65.
So I don't even know that even anybody's grandma or grandpa's great. Like, I don't know if like anybody.
My grandma didn't get here till 1933.
Now, did you know that the first American to own a slave was an African-American man from Virginia that owned a tobacco farm?
I didn't know that.
He bought the first slave.
This is white man history, guys. You might want to just double check.
Motherfucker, I guarantee.
You don't know, motherfucker.
I don't think Bubba has a reason to lie.
Motherfucker, you don't know.
Hold on. Why would I have? Hold on. I'm not saying that in a facetious way. I'm saying it in a factual way.
Right.
In the fact that, like, I'm not trying to cause no shit with that data.
No, this is
I'm
like
just
you're
telling
saying,
you.
Like, why do black on black crime? Well, you know, this is like one of those
it
guys.
It wasn't that deep.
It wasn't that deep. What do y'all think about Chicago, though? Chicago's got a real problem.
Yeah, a real problem.
Now, why can it? I lived in downtown Chicago, so I got a kind of a little bit of an understanding. And when I lived in downtown Chicago, you know, I forget who the mayor was.
Was it Daley?
No, it was Jane Byrne for a while. Then I think it was Daley. I think it was, but like there was a couple areas. Cabrini Green and a couple areas that you just didn't know to go to. But so I go down to Cabrini. I work for the urban hip hop radio station, okay, B96. And my boy is the number one mixer. His name's Julian Jumpin' Perez. And he's like, man, he said, I'm taking you down to Cabrini Green. I'm like, Mom, you're not taking me down to Cabrini Green. He's like, you got it all wrong. He goes, we're going to drive the B96 van down there. And we're going to have, like at the time, I think Keith Sweat or I'm just trying to think of Bobby Brown. But the record companies would send us like 50 and 60 stacks of CDs of we played urban music of like, you know, Keith Sweat, you know, we'd have 50 and 60 discs. So I'd drive down there in a B96 mobile and open the doors up and just start handing out CDs.
Right.
Motherfuckers would be like, I started going there like every other Thursday. Yeah. So they knew I was coming. Man, I could have fucking done. I'd be driving out, no problems at all. So then we're playing basketball. Well, the motherfuckers thought the white boy couldn't play no ball and shit, okay? So they're not throwing me the ball. They're not throwing me the ball. Finally, I get the ball first time, and I drain one, like a little 12-footer, okay? Right. So they don't pass to me. They don't pass to me. I finally took the ball and said, listen, motherfuckers, you guys want the CDs on Thursday, bitches? You're going to start passing the motherfucking ball, bitch. And they're like, I had to kind of man up to them a little bit. Yeah. They were trying me. Yeah. But then once I fucking showed them, motherfuckers, you know, like, I kind of, they're like, okay, we're cool.
Okay. Get the ball.
Yeah, hear the ball. Bring back the CDs on Thursday, though, motherfuckers.
Don't leave us out.
So Chicago, though, I just think it's like a perfect storm of the mayor is woke. The district attorney is woke. And then... I just think that it's a free-for-all where a guy could have a shop like y'all. Let's say a guy has a shop like y'all. A couple fucking thugs come in there, rob you, and the district attorney doesn't fucking press charges and the cops don't go after him. And then that just creates the business people to be mad. So now they're strapped. And, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It just seems like we're just losing.
Wow, wow.
It seems like we're losing.
There's no, I mean, you guys, there's not a lot of shooting violence on the South Side, is there?
I don't think in St. Pete.
It's not like nowhere near like Chicago. No, Chicago no. is
real. St. Pete might have a murder every 3 months.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, I'd say something like that.
Chicago got one every 3 hours.
Yeah. They got 10 or 13 dudes dying a weekend.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
you guys think it, I think it was Bubba. Was you brought it up? Somebody on the show brought it up that all this violence is because of video games. Do you guys buy into that at all?
I wouldn't say it's strictly because of video games.
I'm going to go deep.
But
I'm
going to go deep when I say this.
Go deep, baby.
It has something to do with altogether a generation of young black males being raised by single mothers.
Yep. The father's out of the parenting.
Straight up. There's a generation of us that they're emotional. They don't know how to take a ass whooping. So they pick up these guns. But where are they getting the guns from? Nobody makes guns. I don't know a gunsmith. You get what I'm saying? But ultimately, these 25 and under, maybe 30 and under, products of the 80s, Sally.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just Raphael and Oprah and all them with this independent bullshit. Young men need men. Young ladies need women. That's why we got hands on your knees and a bunch of homosexuals.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Either you're a super
but it starts with the lack of a dad being in the home.
Man in the house.
Because when we were growing up, our dad whip our ass.
That's right.
And you know what? You were more afraid of that ass whipping from pops than you were that little bit of trouble you got at school or the little bit of trouble you got on the bus.
Man.
That wasn't shit compared to what pops going to do.
That's right.
Because pops fucking whipped ass first and then sorted it out second. That's what pops used to do. And didn't matter what color you are. bar. That's just the way old school men did. That's right. My dad didn't did it the same as a black guy, same as a Mexican guy. A good dad's a good dad.
You know, we see these kids all the time.
And
you
see probably the deterioration of the kids.
Yes, because now the kids say stuff like this. Say the kid comes to the barbershop and they don't want that haircut. They don't just say to the parent, they'll be like, I'm not getting that. If I would have said that to my father at any time.
At any given point.
Or grown folks are talking and the child walks up and just gets in the conversation. Or.
I got the haircut my dad told me, Mr. Conley, to give me. And that's the I got.
That's what I got.
And sometimes I locked myself in the car because he used to give me a pineapple fucking cut and I hated it. I wanted that Scott Baio long kind of shit. And pops one of my shit fucking 3 into 2.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he told Mr. Conley, give him a 2, give him a 23.
Yeah.
And my shit would be look like I'm going to the fucking military. And I'd be like, I'd cry so bad. But, I wouldn't tell the Mr. Conley, who was our barber, I wouldn't be talking shit to him.
No.
Mm-mm. Hell no. My dad cut my hair.
See?
Himself.
How many kids you see in there talking?
And if he fucked up, it's bald.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, because then he'd say, I got to go down with all of it.
Yep.
If he'd fuck up the fade, then he'd just say, listen, Obi, I got to take it all down to 0 now, bitch.
And I never got a fade. It was a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
He never faded it in.
No,
it was just
a 1 and a 0.
Yep.
Was what it was.
That was it.
Right around the farm, no fading, just.
And guess what? It manned you up. You don't have to have on a name brand.
Hey, motherfuckers. First slave owner of America right there.
Yeah.
Tobacco farmer out of Virginia. His name was Anthony Johnson.
He wasn't really good at it. He only had one.
No, he had several.
Okay.
He had 400.
Okay.
Jeez.
Now watch this. Being that he had so many and many people don't know about
this. Hey, see my shirt, motherfucker?
That's right.
I seen that.
Greatest of all time, motherfucker.
You see Rio's shirt?
Yeah,
that's how Rio fucking roll. That's my boy right there. I don't see Carl with anything, motherfucker.
Fucking
finally
Craig.
Found some shoes in my closet to match it.
Hell yeah.
Well, really, I got a shirt to match these shoes. I never had nothing to really match.
So you needed an outfit.
And then you gave me this. And it's
I got to get you all. Plus, we're going to have Operation Pigmentation. Listen, not only am I going to get you guys geared up, but I'm going to give you a percentage of the sales on it, too.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to give all you three.
No, you can give it to them. I want them to keep doing it. Yeah.
Seth never turned down money.
Seth. Craig.
Man up.
Craig.
I got it. Money,
I want you guys to keep doing this.
Yeah.
So
we're going to keep doing this because we're going to keep making money.
And I know that Bubba will give me some money
fuck
on the side.
Seth.
No, Bubba
just
will hook
me
up.
That's right. Fuck you.
Yeah. Hey, 50% is better than 33%, bitch.
Yeah. I try.
Take that shit. I'll work out a backdoor deal with Bubba. So.
Okay.
I think I need to run for the mayor of St. Pete.
Let's do it.
What do you think about Kenny Welch? When I was running for sheriff, he was running for councilman. You know, that's who the current mayor is, Ken Welch. I don't feel.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen him.
Yeah, but you gotta have an opinion of how the city's being ran.
I'm pissed at him.
They don't fuck with the South Side.
He went and showed up at Ray Jack's with the Arab people
across the street.
It had this big thing, and it was big
news
for some
the whole
shit,
city hall
for some
out.
Fucking Arabs.
And it's like, dog.
Yeah, because they were
trying. What about us? Right across the street.
They've been there 22 years?
20 years.
Guess 20 years.
What they were?
On this corner.
They were having a grand opening of them helping the government actually pay for this. For the store to have, they got grant money, 20 grand, to carry more produce because it's a food desert.
Oh, so the Arab market across the street got the dog and the pony show with the motherfucking mayor coming
and
in photo op Willie
and
meanwhile
and
it's
money.
Government subsidized fucking
there
shit and the motherfuckers the homies the black ass across the street that's been there since your papa started a motherfucker,
you know what I'm saying?
Whatever, fuck those guys.
Right? But bottom line, I didn't see him on the South Side during campaigning. I haven't seen him on
you know what?
The South
Can I
Side.
Tell you, that's where a motherfucker could beat a guy if you get to South Side on you.
That's
because word travels in the South Side. So if you would get to South Side, you could win the election because South Side does one or two. They do two things. They either don't vote or they stick together.
Yep.
One or two.
Right.
Like so if the South Side's going to go out and vote, They all know who they got the South Side talk. Be like, man, we're voting for fucking this guy. Or we ain't voting.
That's right. But I'm going to tell you like this, but real shit, St. Pete is in the position now with the way the neighborhoods are changing and this and that. Anybody that is real, realistic human being that has no problem with the alphabet community, has no problem with all the communities, will fucking win. You can't be fuck Republican, fuck Democrat. Just be a good fucking person.
Can I tell you the one, and I brought this up to you guys last time, the one thing, the glue that's keeping St. Pete together is your chief of police.
I believe that.
He's African-American guy, formerly from Clearwater, and one of the, who was the mayor before Kenny Welch? I forget who the mayor was.
Scott. No, that was before him.
No,
it
was, Baker? Not Baker. Baker, no. Baker was
Rick before. Baker was back in the day. There was Bill Foster. Then there was...
Bill Foster was cool. Then it was Rick Baker.
Kreisman.
Kreisman. Yeah. Kreisman went out and got... He's a little fruity tootie, but he went out and got this Holloway character out of Clearwater, paid him more money, and he's a brother, and he, for the most part, sent it down the line to the major, the captains, you know, the guys that listen, unless the brothers are doing some real fucked up shit, we're going to cut them a break. We're not going to fucking be fucking with the weed. We ain't going to be fucking with the bullshit.
Right.
You know, and that's why there's not a lot of crime, because the African-American community has an African-American police chief that treats them fair and gives them the same break that you would a white guy would give a white guy. Break.
I'm gonna be honest. There was a group at one time. You remember the Green Team from back in the days?
Yeah.
Okay, but they had this group a couple years ago. They called them the Black Shirts because they always had on black shirts, unmarked cars, and they just harassed and fucked with people. And then they got some sheriff money, and then they made the group even bigger. That was a very tumultuous time on the South Side because you could just be cruising along and it's, hey, we finna search your fucking car.
Yeah, we're gonna pull your 'cause you're black.
Yeah, and we're gonna search this bitch.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You know, and
now, a guy's got a fucking roach or a little kind of bullshit.
Now, if you're fucking off and breaking the law, you're gonna get it. But if you're chilling,
just fucking chill, you know,
it's gonna be okay.
And that comes from Holloway.
Yeah.
That comes from above.
I've been pulled over twice in the last like 2 or 3 years. And it was not a problem.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I think back, you know, man, let's not forget 96 when they had the race riots.
Yes.
You know, that was a whole different time. But, you know, I really think, man, I think that the way Holloway governs and the way things go on the South Side is a brother or even a white dude controls their own destiny with that cop. You're a dick. You're like, man, what the fuck are you pulling me over for?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You're going to get
done.
Right. Yeah, you're going to get the energy that you give out.
Exactly. Yeah. You say, yes, officer. You know what? You know, and here's the best is you admit to wrong. You say, he goes, you know, why I pulled you over. You're like, yeah, you know what? I think I was speeding. I wasn't even paying attention. I'm not even going to give you any bullshit. I think I was speeding. You know, then boom. Then he's like, wow, okay. This dude's cool.
Right.
You know, and then he's going to come back and say, he's going to run your license and shit, and you're going to be cool about giving it to him.
Right.
You know, some of these motherfuckers will be like, I ain't going to give you my license. You know,
all that bullshit.
Give me your license registrations. 8 times out of 10, he's going to come back and say, you know what, slow it down a little bit there, bud. Appreciate you.
There you go, man. Have a good night.
You know, even if, I know a guy named Pat McGovern who's been a cop for, I think, 25 years in St. Pete. He's like, man, I pull over blacks. I pull over whites. I pull over Mexicans. They got weed. He goes, man, I am not trying to fuck with anybody's weed. Unless you got a garbage bag full of it in the back. I'm not trying to do that paperwork. He goes, I'm not trying to take a brother down to the fucking jail. He got to put, just ruined his fucking day.
Let's just be honest. If you're in South St. Pete and you're riding around, like if this had I this is I've seen this.
It's not just black people and criminals in South St. Pete,
youngsters,
by the way.
No, I know.
You have your shirt off, you got tattoos all over you, smoke is billowing you out of the car, and you're driving like a jackass, and nobody has a license. Of course, you guys are supposed to go to jail.
You're going to jail.
I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah. Get the ass out of the way.
when you get a fair shot with the police, I believe that's... Here's another thing, since we're talking about that. They need to stay where they police at. Yeah, be accountable. See, you're not going to be a dickhead.
Because you know why? Because you can build relationships.
That's right. I know that little Johnny is, you know, he's a little slow, and every once in a while, his medicine, and he acts out. But I know that because I stay in the community.
Right.
If I stay in Tampa.
And if the cop stays in the community, he knows a little Johnny, a little fuck up. You know, I'll cut a little Johnny a break. But you get Johnny Northside up down there.
That's right. Teachers, too.
You get, you know, some Northside fucking cop that's now patrolling 22nd and 3rd.
Straight up.
And he knows that he doesn't know that little Johnny really ain't going to be no problems. You just got
to
fucking kind of direct him in the right way.
He's
got
mama.
Johnny locked up. Little Johnny's getting locked the fuck up.
Now because, it's a whole nother issue.
Right. But if cops know their area and they know, man, you know, the Latin sons, man, those are some cool brothers. You know, I'll stop in and say hi to them. And that's the problem, community policing, not stopping in and having a relationship with people like you guys, like Latin sons, and even those Arabs across the street, like, you know, swinging in and seeing them.
I totally agree.
That's a part of the community.
Yeah. And you know what? You guys are their best form of crime deterrent. Because you know what you guys would say? Hey, officer, let me just tell you something. There's this motherfucker that drives up and down this street driving a blue fucking Caprice, and he is up to no good. I'm just fucking telling you that right now. Not that you're trying to squeal or nothing, but let's just say that this guy is up to no good. And you guys know he's up to no good.
Right. And they can tell because they have a window, Bubba, that they look outside of. Because you got to see who's coming, you know?
If you're a danger to our community.
You're going to let them know about it.
Right.
Bottom line is, you're going in. I'm not going to say I'm going to let them tell on you, but you're going in. Let me tell you a quick story.
Somebody's
going to
blow a call in on you.
Had somebody, a teacher, this is my first son. My son's going to kindergarten. Teacher comes from North County, comes in due to meet the teacher day, talks to all the parents, and then says to us, me and my wife, if you guys have trouble getting your supplies, let me know. She didn't say this to anybody else.
Never turned down money, Craig.
That's right. Now, hold on. Let me watch what I did, Seth, because, you know, I'm a real man and I got a real wife. When she said that, we took that in stride and I showed back up with 30 of everything. Yeah, I got the whole class, everything, and told her, if you need me, I'm a phone call away. I can leave my job at any time.
Wow.
Yeah. Because she didn't understand that being on the north side and coming down here, she thought she was coming to teach the poor black people.
That's not
the case. And I was offended that you didn't say that to any other couple but us. So I let her know I got the whole class supplies.
That's a pimp move. I hope they weren't too expensive, though, for all 30. I mean,
I had 30 hand sanitizers. Boxes of crayons, everything, tissues. I did.
Are you guys familiar with I Tried to Save the Jackson House? Did you guys know that?
No.
See, Seth, I don't get credit for that.
What's the Jackson House?
Jackson House is the most historic African-American building in Tampa. It was built in 1899 by the Jackson family, and during when it was really bad with black and white relations back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, like Martin Luther King, Emma Fitzgerald, you know, all these African-American entertainers that would come to Tampa. It was so fucked up that they couldn't stay in the white hotels. So there was this place called the Jackson House, which is right down by the courthouse, and it was like a room and board for African-Americans. Well, in 2011... the place is decrepit. It's ready to fall down. It's like literally ready to fall down. Well, I went to the Jackson family and they wanted $110,000. It's completely decrepit. It's ready to fall over. They wanted $110,000 for it. So my foundation wrote Mr. Jackson a $110,000 check in conjunction with the Diacos. They gave me so half the money.
Wow.
And I had all the contractors from using the show. I had so that we were going to completely restore it back to what it looked like when it was, you know, thriving. And then on the downstairs, we were going to make a museum to what the Jacksonville house used to be. all the famous African Americans that went there, how it served the community. And then the upstairs was going to be five law offices. And I had five different law firms that specialized in everything from divorces to bankruptcy, financial to criminal, to five different. And they were going to pro bono. Once a week, different law office is going to be like the family day might be on Monday and the financial day might be on Tuesday. Right. I had five different firms that were going to come in and offer their for African Americans who couldn't afford legal advice. They would come in and do that. And Bob, I had all five legal firms ready to go. And Bob Buckhorn, the mayor, wouldn't put all these provisions on, said I had to pay $57,000 in back fines because the place was, you know, wasn't up to code. Right. So I had to pay $55,000 of back fines. And then he gave me, said, I'm going to give you three hard dates. And in construction, you know that, you know, weather, right, supplies, shit like that. He goes, I'm going to give you three hard dates of completion. You know, I'm going to give you a wiring, plumbing date. I'm going to give you and if you don't meet those days of completion, it's a $500 a day fine. You know, virtually making it impossible, right, for me to do this. So guess what? It's still down there, and it's ready to fucking fall over. And in 2011, I offered to buy it to try to bring back something back to the African American, not only historically, but moving forward, helping the community.
You can Google it, Bubba, that's history that the community needs to know about.
Get up on that mic, Rio. Yeah. When you
get up on that mic, Rio,
because Bubba wants his prop. So yeah,
no, but that's shit that the community needs to know about. People, 90% of the community don't even know about the Jackson House.
No,
they
no.
know nothing about that.
You could type in Bubba saves the Jackson House, and I mean, we went clear to closing. And Bob Buckhorn, he doesn't like me because I got on the air and clowned his ass back in the day. Remember that 6-foot dance rule they had?
Right.
That was his idea. Yeah, yeah. He was saying, oh, you know what? When you get a lap dance from a bitch, he has to be 6 foot away because she might have some STD that goes through your jeans.
Is he crazy?
Yeah, exactly. So I got on him and fucking rang him up the fucking flagpole, stupid motherfucker. And
what,
so,
does he only do missionary or something?
I don't know what the fuck he does. Yeah. Pillow biting motherfucker. To this day, but you know what, Seth? I think I should run for mayor of Tampa more than mayor of St. Pete.
Yeah, leave St. Pete to me. I've had my eye on being the St. Pete mayor.
You're too soft to be the mayor.
That's what you think, bitch.
Councilman.
No, that's a bitch. No,
I'm going to have to agree with Bubba, Seth.
Come on, man.
You're not ready for mayor yet.
I am ready, guys.
I think you start out as city council.
I put you guys in charge of the south side. I man the north side.
No, we don't want to be in charge of anything.
No. They want to be in charge. Hold on.
In charge of the barbershop.
Hold on.
I'll give you city funds.
This is what my boys want. They don't want to be named in charge, but they want to be in charge. Kind of like the mob. They ain't got no fucking titles, but everybody knows who's running shit.
Yeah, knows,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so, and I'm gonna funnel
how it is now.
I'm gonna funnel city funding to them.
You're not gonna give a goddamn dime to the city.
We don't need.
No, you're not gonna give. That just puts eyes on them.
We don't need.
Right. No. There's other ways you can take care of them.
Bless the city of St. Pete because we did get a $10,000 grant last year from them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
When's the next one coming?
That's great.
3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
I thought you could apply like every 6 months or something.
No, first they told us that they were going to do it every quarter.
Right.
And there was a chance for small businesses to get 40 grand a year. Now, because Latin Sons jumped in and other small businesses, we made it a big thing this year. And then they come back and tell us, oh, we had to scrap that, and now it's every 3 years. Mm. So if that was the case, I wouldn't have told anybody. And
yeah, kept that shit to yourself.
That's right.
Gave all the money away.
But no, I did the right thing. And then once again, big government or, you know, all this hoopla, they shut it down.
Just like they were the ones who killed OJ?
Got it. You got it.
Who killed OJ? I had OJ on my show.
The juice.
I had him on my show, and he was so convincing that he didn't do it that I think he didn't do it.
Oh, God.
He was so fucking convincing. Now, motherfucker's Hollywood superstar. He knows how to act and shit.
That's what I was going to say.
But I'm just saying, like, I mean, he... And listen, the state couldn't have he did it, but yeah. The state couldn't have fucked it up anymore. Marsha Clark's fucking with they're fucking
Bingo.
Him and Darden
what did
are fucking.
Earlier, Seth?
What's we they're fucking.
Bubba and just confirmed, justified, backed up everything.
Yep. He did it.
The system is fucked.
But here's the deal, man. They're like, listen. The state put on that fucking horrible case.
That's their fault.
The jury hated them.
That's their fault.
They brought in some fucking Uncle Tom, fucking Chris Darden motherfucker, who end up fucking the white bitch, Marsha Clark.
He's fucking Skeletor.
And he's dumb as fuck. You know, he wasn't even a brother.
You know.
And so OJ brings in fucking Johnny motherfucking Cochran, who is a
Not
real
him,
brother.
But
he's
real,
a real.
I'm talking about everybody.
That is a real
squad.
That's a real old school brother right there.
If the glove does not fit.
So OJ goes, listen to this. So fucking Johnny Cochran goes to the fucking dudes in the jail. They hand out the medication and they say, hey, listen, man, don't give OJ his arthritis pill for 10 days. OJ's hand will blow up like a fucking deer tick. OJ didn't take his arthritis medicine for 10 days. That came through Johnny fucking Cochran. He's the one that he thought of it. So OJ's hand's about 1.5 times bigger than it usually is because he hasn't had his arthritis medicine.
That's a great lawyer.
That's a fucking great lawyer. And then Johnny
Shout
Cochran.
Out to my lawyer.
Johnny Cochran went to a focus group to the University of USC, University of South Carolina, to their legal classes and said, help me come up with a saying about a glove not fitting, because we're going to present this glove that OJ supposedly used at the crime scene and it won't fit his hand. And so he used these college students and this girl, this Hispanic girl, you guys can Google it, came up with, if it don't fit, you got to have a quit. And boom, he took that
biggest
shit to the house. He used his standing in the neighborhood, he was old school brother, knew everybody, and boom.
He used his swag.
And they knew that with the jury makeup, Ito just let the trial go to fucking all to hell. Ito let everything in, stupid fuck. Let everything in. Then they went. Now Mark Furman was the most racist, fucking hating black people.
That didn't help him.
No, he was the worst.
That didn't help their case.
Fuck the state, because he really didn't have that much to do with it.
Yeah.
He was there, and he looked into Caitlin's condo area, but Furman really didn't have much to do with it, but he was there. So Cochran was like, listen.
He's the one that put the droplets in.
You had to have a standard racist cop on the scene.
So listen now. So Cochran's knew that Furman didn't really have much to do with it, but Johnny Cochran was like, the motherfucker was there, and we got him a tape saying the N-word. We got him on tape wanting to beat up black people. We got him. He has currently 3 police brutality cases against him, but he was there. So we're going to put it all on him.
Yeah.
That's the and boom. It fucking worked. Like a charm. Like a fucking charm.
Because if the glove does not fit,
you must have quit.
Period.
And Johnny Cochran was a smooth brother, too.
Right.
Remember?
He was smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Swag.
He was like the Quincy
that's
Jones
right.
smooth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real deal.
So we were saying earlier.
I wonder who the smoothest brother of all time in L.A. is. Would you say? Here's my candidate.
In law or just
no, just
smooth.
I'm going to give you a list of 5. Rick James, Eddie Murphy, Quincy Jones, Magic Johnson.
James Earl Jones.
No.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a good-ass fucking group right there.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Mine is either Magic or Denzel.
They're not top 2.
You gotta include Lionel Richie.
Yeah, you have to include Lionel in there.
You can't leave Lionel out.
I don't think he ID'd with the average guy that's rolling around Compton.
I don't know though, but
maybe, you know, hold on. We forgot about the most obvious of all, Snoop.
then
that's the coolest brother ever to live. There you go.
Hands down.
Down.
Hands down.
Because Snoop can go out, smoke a blunt, and then go do a Pepsi commercial.
Hands down. Work for, and call Martha.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And call Martha. And probably fuck Martha, too.
My possibility.
And then go to the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And smoke.
Yeah, he don't get there. There he is.
He's medicating.
He's amazing. He can go deal with a Fortune 500 company that probably has a real fucked up drug policy, get high, be their spokesperson, and not even give a fuck.
Not give a fuck. Hey, Snoop, if you're listening, we'd love to have you.
He's just, you know what? Calvin brought us. I've out of all the people I mentioned, I've met Magic, and I met. That's all I don't think that's the only one that I met out of all those people I mentioned. I met Magic, and he was fucking all. It's hard to see Magic not smiling.
Right.
Always smiling.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
And how the fuck did Magic beat AIDS? How the fuck?
I don't believe he ever had it.
Well, you know what they say they did. They said, and I got to go after this. Pick up my truck.
Dr. Sebi.
They said that, you know, a lot of times, like in Mexico and in Europe and stuff, they have medical procedures that we haven't approved. It's like kind of like cutting edge shit that we have to like wait 5 more years before we get it. Supposedly, from what I was told by a doctor, is they had this technique, or they have this technique down in Mexico, where they put you on this on this slab. And they suck out all your blood, and while they're sucking out your blood, they know your blood type, you know, whatever, O positive, right. O, whatever the fuck it is. They're putting in brand new blood from blood donors and stuff like that that's been screened and stuff like that. And they're basically, and they have to do it in such a way that they, as much as they're taking out as they're putting in, because you know, if you take too much out, you die.
Right.
So like if they're taking, you know, a pint a minute, they're putting a pint a minute back in, and they completely flush your system. And you have to do that, like, you know, once every 6 or 7 months, and eventually every remnants of that is gone. Yeah. It makes sense.
It does.
Makes sense.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I truly believe that there's ways to beat disease, and because whoever made this planet put everything on the planet. It's here. We're just not using it yet.
Or figured it out.
Or other people have it and they don't want us to use it.
You know, I used to live down by y'all. I used to live in Tierra Verde.
Yeah.
So for 20 years, from 1999 to 2019, I lived in Tierra Verde. You know, as soon as you go through that toll, you know where that butcher shop is?
Yep. Yeah, that's the great, they have great sandwiches.
Exactly, make a left, I live back in the mansions back there, that's where I live.
They have great sandwiches.
Damn. Yeah, they also have Bubba's Chicken Dip, they have my chicken dip there.
Okay, what? I haven't been there in a while, but yeah. They have great sandwiches.
Yeah, where do y'all, when you guys are cutting hair, eat lunch?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. You Uber it in, or?
No, mostly we got a lot of local people that people just bring it to you. Home. Yeah, you got a lot of customers that... And
who's got the best bar? Who's got the best barbecue in St.
Nobody.
Pete?
Nobody.
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 Nah, nobody can. Not step right up now. And nobody. Say best barbecue.
Nobody.
You got good barbecue, but you don't have the best.
There's barbecue. No. I will vote for Brew. Is it Brew House? Brew Burger? Or it's
some franchise shit?
No, it's a guy on Central. It's a one guy, and he's white, but he's the only person that has real pulled pork. And brisket, and ribs, and everything is smoked and cooked like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, it's right on Central. I go there all the time.
Now, Juneteenth, Seth, is that a Wednesday or a Tuesday?
Shit, I got to check. It's during the week, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, and like, what time do we need to be there, you think?
Are we like doing the whole show there?
4 to 6? No, I'm talking about it's after. It's, we're doing it in the afternoon.
No, we should do like a 12 to 2 deal.
Yeah, I was thinking like
noon, yeah, noon to 2. Yeah, but the brothers be out then?
That's whenever. Look, they're out right now.
People be at school and shit.
No, it's school.
Oh, and school, summer, you're right.
Yeah. It'd be school.
How about mom and dads that are working?
Bubba. Look, I said...
I think we need to reach the kids more than anything.
I said 12 to 2, and they were
fuck
yeah.
The working people.
They were like, yeah.
We got to get the next generation on with this.
Yeah.
So so is that okay?
Yeah, 12-2 is fine with me.
Is that cool, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Anytime's cool with us.
12-2. Right.
12-2.
And the cash machine, the cash cube. Have you guys seen about the cash cube?
And if you say that word cash, you're going to get people out.
People coming. I posted a fucking like 5-6 pair of we had some free shoes that somebody gave to us.
Somebody came by and dropped off brand new Vans.
Yeah.
I posted it.
Somebody
when JK
up.
Walked in, we were actually I was posting it, taking a picture and so to give it away to the
kids. Like Facebook Marketplace.
6 minutes.
It said finalizing. And within a few minutes, somebody was
pulled up
coming to the door. To get the free.
Well, on your Facebook, is that where you put it at?
On my Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you guys better start promoting now, Juneteenth, with Bubba the Love Sponge, Cash Cube, prizes, food, all kinds of shit.
What we need to do is make a flyer so that I can post.
Yeah, we do flyers.
We'll make a flyer.
We'll make a flyer and send some of your friends out.
We do it old school, you know, with the little. You know, the little glossies.
Yeah.
People still take those.
The Yoruhus, they still roll
They're
up in there.
They're not very active.
Got my dude Carlos, man. Yeah,
they were after me at one time bad. I was calling them out on the radio bad. Calling them a bunch of no good motherfuckers.
Why do they fuck with somebody that's trying to do something good? That's to the people.
Well, they were fucking. They remember they were fucking around and doing some stupid shit to the Yoruhus, and so I called them the fuck out. And the next thing I know, my boy, who was a cop, said, "Man, the Yoruhus are trying to like they want to fucking kill you. They want to fucking kill you." And I was like, "I'm like, man, I'll go down there." They're like, "No, you're not going down there. You got to know your limitations.
Yeah, to find out the Yoruhus was fucking with the Russians.
With the Russians.
Well, they can fuck with the Russians all they want.
They are.
That's unpatriotic.
Yeah, I almost, at that point, you got to stick up for the Yoruhus if they're fucking with the Russians. I'd be a mayor of St. Pete. I'd go down to Yoruhus and say, listen, motherfuckers, don't fuck with your own. Fuck with the Russians. I'll keep my boys off you. Okay?
Damn.
That's all you got to say.
Damn.
Fuck with the Russians all you want. Keep away from the the kids and shit.
Stop fucking up.
People. Are they still prevalent in the community?
No.
The last we heard of them was
when the feds raided the building.
Raided the building.
The feds will bring your shit right down to zero, man. Yeah,
about the Russians.
I've been on federal trial.
And you're free.
That bitch is worse.
Cost me $100,000.
Yeah, they should have. That's a big deal.
All right. Well, listen, Seth, I'm going to let you take over with the homies.
Yeah, no, we're done, man. This is, I like to leave them wanting more. This was by far our longest episode, so appreciate you stopping in, SpongeBob.
Well, I'm headed to go pick up my truck, and I was like, you know what? I heard that the boys were downstairs, and I want to at least come in and say hi, pay my respects.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I hope you didn't think I took over the show or nothing. I tend to do that.
Yeah,
at times.
I mean, you did, but it's fine. It's all good.
So the
show got your name all over it, Bubba.
Seth, here's my question to you. And it might call, just before you take a shit on it, I want you to really just think about it, okay? That Brandy Love girl we had in here today. Now, see, old girl knows how to prepare herself to be on air. You see how good she looked. She had her makeup did. She had that nice little crop top on. But, you know, not only is she a porn star, but she's actually pretty smart and very political.
Yes.
What about having her in on Wednesdays, not as a porn star, but as a co-host?
I'm all for having her in. I think she'd be great.
Like having her in, literally as a co-host and get her spin on all the shit we talk about.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Now, someone will have to sit out Wednesday. Is it going to be me?
No. We have an open mic on Wednesdays, bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Where Obi is.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Why can't you just call him Rio?
I don't know. Because he just is like a Obi to me. Does that make you mad, Obi? I'll call you Rio, motherfucker.
Obi's a fucked up name.
Obi's cool as fuck. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi from the Star Wars.
Yeah, I thought he was Obi-Wan Kenobi's cool.
That means he's a cool ass fucking, you don't know what he's real thinking.
He's Ice Cube.
I can roll with that.
No, we know he's cool as fuck.
He's Ice Cube.
What's his name again?
Rio.
Fuck, that's a fucked up name for a black guy. Nobody names a fucking black guy Rio. The fuck were your parents thinking?
I think it's actually cool.
The fuck, Rio.
All right, Todd.
Okay. Yeah, my name's Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
Can you get any wider than that? Hey, Todd.
Hey, Larry over here.
What's that? Lance.
You know, kicking it.
Your name's Lawrence?
Lawrence Craig Latimer.
But you go by Craig.
I go by both.
You don't go by Lawrence.
Oh, I do. I have a lot of people at the dispensary. They call me Larry.
Larry?
Yeah, I'm at the dispensary. I'm Larry.
You know what? You just like having four or five different names for just for, in fact, tripping some people up. They don't know
correct.
What black guy did it.
You're right.
Might have been Lawrence. Might have been Larry. Might have been motherfucking
Craig. Don't blow my cover.
Craig, you need me to go to the dispensary for you still? Are you good?
What you need,
no,
Craig?
I'm good.
Hey, how
good?
About that shit I gave you? How was that? It's
gone.
I know. Was it okay?
Been smoked.
Was it all right?
It's gone.
Oh, I know it's gone.
They're saying that's good, Bubba.
Oh, okay.
It's gone.
All right, I'll get you some more.
If we still had it, that would be bad.
Oh, okay.
That would be bad.
Yeah, all right.
That means we ain't smoking it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's cool. If that fucking rec marijuana bill goes through,
oh, yeah.
you can have nine plants. Each
that's
individual
real.
Can have nine plants.
That's yeah. great.
Well, people got plants anyway.
I know.
So I
people
can get
got
a,
plants
so
now.
I can get an eighth at 7-Eleven. So I mean, soon I'll be able to get an eighth at 7-Eleven.
I don't know, but you can get an eight. You can grow nine plants in your shed if
and
you
I
wanted
won't have to.
To
go to 7-Eleven.
And you don't go to 7-Eleven.
I know
no, motherfucker.
Right.
You just go to Craig's house.
That's real.
You know what? You go to Craig's shed. He's got a fucking a little tent. Some light set up.
Hey, don't tell everybody, Bob.
Oh, Bubba. Shit.
That was a good one.
That,
good
that one. Came from the diaphragm.
All right.
All right, listen, man.
And we'll that's see. A great way
so
to end
Seth,
the show.
Wednesdays, I'm going to reach out to Brandy and see if she wants to start doing Wednesdays. Now, how fucked up is that going to make Anna?
I mean, it'll make her pretty fucked up, but
man,
that's,
but that's what we
that,
like doing.
Fuck
though.
That. Mattel, Anna, don't breathe on my microphone. How about that? Don't breathe on
yeah,
my
because you know what? Old girl was kind of being.
Yeah, we heard. She
like,
was, you know what they call that?
Like,
nice nasty.
Yeah, like,
that's called nice nasty.
She was kind of being like not cool to a brother.
Yeah, she was being a germphobe.
I know.
Well, no, she was being racist.
Oh.
I did say, are you mad because a black person talked to your microphone?
He made it racist.
I made it racist.
We made it racist, but we could feel her racism.
Oh.
Bitch was, hold on. The bitch was trying to cover, like, but we were calling a spade a spade.
Okay, cool. Dude.
Yeah,
as
fuck
you,
that.
As long as you guys called
you didn't,
that.
You guys didn't like the fact that her brother was on your microphone.
That's right.
Period.
Tell
and
me
I
this.
Was going to actually say earlier, you know, how much are these mics? Because we should buy our
600.
Own mic. 600. We should buy our own mic.
Yeah, we'll get our own mic.
Because I plan
on
doing this for a long time.
You motherfuckers, we got
and
mics.
Buy a mic. And
you
then,
know what I'm saying? So since I can have my own mic.
You guys rolling in with your own mic. It's like Dan Diaco's got a gold one. You see it?
Yeah.
See that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
We'll get, yeah, we need to get you. You guys need, I got a black mic. My mic's black.
Right. I don't understand. Did she think that the mic was in my mouth?
I don't know.
Yes.
Or was it dripping slob?
You should,
what
you should tell her is, listen, if you think this mic is big, you got to see my big black dick.
Oh.
I don't think LaQuenda would like that.
Is that your wife's name?
Yeah.
Is that for real your wife's name, LaQuenda?
Yeah.
And Lawrence.
LaQuenda and Lawrence.
No, what's that, man?
Hey, now,
she ain't LaQuenda.
Now, yeah, it is. Now tell her how mean
she doesn't
she
like
is.
Her.
Oh, I will not fuck with that. Like, some African American women are mean as fuck.
Calling her LaQuenda.
Yeah, her name's Quinn.
They call me Quinn.
What if I went, what's up, LaQuenda?
You're going to have to fight.
She's throwing down on me.
Punk me in throat.
Wait, yeah. What's up, LaQuenda? What's up?
Yeah. You're gonna have to.
am I asking for Obi for backup on the deal?
Dude, you're not gonna be able to talk. You know what Obi's gonna say?
Rio ain't backing me up.
I told you.
But if I walk in up and say, "Hello, Quinn. How you doing today?
You're good.
You look great today.
You're good.
Give you all kind of pleasant.
Where's Larry at?
Good to go. She's going to laugh.
She'll laugh.
Where's Larry? And I just want to let you know, don't forget we got a big event down here at Latin Sons. And Quinn, yeah. I hope I see you here.
Yeah, she
with,
now, can
she,
you make me some fucking good-ass food?
Yes, you can make good food.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, listen, most old-school African-American girls know how to cook.
Yeah, but you know, that's getting far in between now.
No, a lot of them don't know how to now.
That's right. That's why.
That shit is getting scarce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they'll never be married. The new group of women, they're not going to get married.
We had this woman who lived in my neighborhood. Her name was Dixie. She's a black girl. There wasn't a mom in the fucking neighborhood that could even come close to cooking up what Dixie could throw up.
See?
Damn. Oh, yeah. My mom would even go to Dixie for some lessons and shit. See? You know?
I'm hungry now.
Smart.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Popeye's chicken. That's my favorite chicken.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's go buy a favorite chicken. You went to Hawaii? Who's got better chicken in Hawaii?
Popeye's is just fucking ridiculous.
Popeye's is good as fuck. You know, I love
it. It's like not in Hawaii. It's $1 million for a box.
A million. Yeah. I love their red beans and rice. I fucking love it.
It would have been 400,000.
It doesn't taste good in Hawaii.
400,000. What were you guys going to Hawaii for?
I went for my birthday. I took me and my kids.
Expensive as fuck.
I'll never go back.
The chicken
that
box
was ridiculously expensive. I thought you
could have gone to Orlando, stayed at the Gaylord Palms, yep. Fucking five star yep. Willie, fucking poolside cabana, motherfucker,
and
spent $5,000 less.
Yeah,
I could have went to Jamaica.
Yeah,
on $5,000.
And
lived like a king.
And had, listen, when you go to Jamaica, the Jamaican brothers will come up and offer you a fucking bud the size of a banana.
We know.
For $35.
We know.
Yeah.
I bought a quarter pound for $35. He said it was a quarter pound in the bag. Because I had a quarter pound. And I was like,
I went and he goes,
that's
he
a
goes,
lot more than a quarter pound.
$35 and one blood, one yeah, love, yeah, one yeah. blood, one
yeah.
love.
Yeah.
I go, I don't know what one blood and one love is, but I hope you ain't the cops.
No, you got to worry about that.
That's what he said. He went right to the convenience store. He went right around the back, got it, and then he was the cab driver. He was the guy taking me to my resort. And he's like, you need anything, man? I go, maybe. You know, he's like, what you want, cocaine? You want the weed? I said, I want the weed.
Right.
He goes, all right, well, I'll stop and get Petro and get it for you. And
that's
so
he
fucking got $35 for a big ass fucking, about that big.
Yeah.
And he got over on you.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, that was
like a quarter pound.
Treated me like a real fuck, huh?
Yeah, you got.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck, man? I had a hot bitch and stacks of hundreds with me.
Bag like that, full of them bitches. Free.
I had a hot bitch and stacks of hundreds back there, and I flew in on my own plane. That's how I used to fucking roll.
Big bald.
Yeah, fuck that.
You was big bald in there, bro. Fuck that. You was hanging out.
You did
good.
It how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, your back in the day.
So everybody, don't forget, Juneteenth, the whole crew, 2400, MLK, on the south side of beautiful South St. Pete.
Latin Sons.
Latin Sons, home of
Lance and Lawrence.
Rio! I didn't fuck it up.
And they let me give a shout out to all the new ones at the shop. We got Bruce, we got Brad, we got Coco. Blessed Coco.
Man, you're charging. You got all kinds of chair real estate going on. Look at you, fucking
six
mogul.
It's six of us.
And that shit ain't free. Those motherfuckers are paying you a daily.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting two more chairs.
Well, for the daily, say it, cuh.
Hey, man.
What's a daily rental go for?
Well, on the daily, we can discuss it.
Let me say.
He'll work with you.
60?
Yeah, we'll work with
60
you.
On a daily?
Yeah, we can do something with that.
Yeah. That means I came in too high.
Yeah, we can do something with that.
That means I came in too high.
I must admit, we started the show really high today.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we were fucking stoned.
That's good as fuck.
Yeah,
you guys are just
stoned.
Starting to come into it now.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoned now.
Yeah, all right. Good time for us to
Popeyes.
Leave. Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to get some
we'll
Popeyes.
We'll see y'all later, man. Operation Skigmentation, Pigmentation, Migmentation.
We going to Popeyes.
We're out, Popeyes.
Rio, good seeing you, brother.
Good seeing you, my man.
Good seeing you, my man.
Oh, that's man.
Larry Lawrence, Carl, whatever the fuck they call
Carl.
Good job, big dog. Carl.